Nephi.
And something that people used to make out of sugar cane.
Slaves.
Any other name for that?
Laughing.
What's the difference?
There ain't no different. That's the name that's different.
Uh-huh.
Some of the ribbon cane slaves, and some of the sorghum slaves.
Did you ever hear them call long sweetening and short sweetening? No. Never heard that?
Mm-hmm.
When did you ever see them grind the sugar cane? Well,
did bed? I'd see them bed some of it out. I'd see them bed some of it out.
What do you mean bed it out?
Dig a place and put it down and then cover it over in dirt.
Mm-hmm.
Saving that for another year to plant then. And it's going to come out a lot of sprouts on it.
Uh-huh.
Another year you put that, a lot of sprouts going to come out on it, and there's going to be stalks of ribbon cane.
Uh-huh.
But the sorghum you plant here. You plant sorghum from the ruined drill.
You know, when after you've ground the cane and you've gotten the juice out of it,
mm-hmm.
what do you call that that you've got left? What you've got left of the cane once the juice is gone?
You call it just the juice, all I know.
Did you ever hear bag ass?
I tell you one thing, we used to take some of that stuff and it sure would make good vinegar.
It would?
Sure would make good vinegar.
Uh-huh.
I mean good vinegar.
How would you make it?
Just put them in a jug, in a glass jug, and just set it out in the sun every day. Just keeping this on that song of the five. Sure will make good vinegar. Be yellow just like this bald vinegar.
Uh-huh.
It will be yellow just like this bald vinegar.
If you wanted to buy some syrup or molasses, what would it come in at the store?
Come in a bucket.
Uh-huh.
Sometime in a glass jar.
Did you ever hear of a stand of molasses or a stand
mm-hmm.
of...
You can get them on stand.
What's
you can get them a little stand, a little glass stand.
What's the stand look like?
Some of them flats or some of them glass.
Is it something you pour things?
You unscrew it and pour it on safe side.
And put what?
Unscrew it and pour them safe in your plate.
Uh-huh.
It'll be a molasses stand. To feel safe to go in.
Say if you wanted to buy something at the store now, what would the grocer put it in for you to carry it home in?
Paper bag.
Okay. What's the difference between a bag and a sack?
Ain't no difference. Just because cold as a bag is late style.
Uh-huh.
But the sack is what it's in. But it is called a bag, you know, for the late style.
Uh-huh. What's something that feed used to come in? That rough brown stuff, you know?
Feed.
Uh-huh.
That's the croaker sack.
Okay.
We call the croaker bag, but it's a croaker sack. It's a toe sack. A whole lot of people call it a toe sack, but I call it a croaker sack.
Okay. How did it get the name toe sack?
I don't know, but I call it a croaker sack.
And a long time ago, if you opened up a bottle and you wanted to shut it back up, you could stick in a...
One of them cone carves in that, but
uh-huh.
you don't see no cone carves now, because don't make no cone.
What about something that, if you got a little bottle of medicine, what could you stick down in it? What would it have in it?
The medicine.
Uh-huh.
You got to have a stopper on the bottle, a stopper to the bottle. And,
what would the stopper be made out of?
Sometimes it'd be out of cone, out of cob. And sometimes it'd be out of